The fine little fellow, who seemed to have never known the meaning of fear, early revealed a keen and active mind, an investigating intelligence, and a remarkable turn for scientific study. Moreover, he disclosed uncommon address in extricating himself from difficulty. He was never perplexed, not even in handling his fork for the first time, an exercise in which children generally have so little success. His fancy kindled early at the recitals he read of daring enterprise and maritime adventure, and he followed with enthusiasm the discoveries that signalized the first part of the 19th century. He mused over the glory of the Mungo Parks, the Bruces, the Cayleys, the Leviants, and to some extent, I verily believe, of Selkirk, Robinson Crusoe, whom he considered in no wise inferior to the rest. How many a well-employed hour he passed with that hero on his Isle of Juan Fernandez. Often he criticized the ideas of the shipwrecked sailor, and sometimes discussed his plans and projects. He would have done differently in such and such case, or quite as well at least, of that he felt assured. But of one thing he was satisfied, and he never should have left that pleasant island, where he was as happy as a king without subjects. No, not if the inducement held out had been promotion to the first lordship of the Admiralty. It may readily be conjectured whether these tendencies were developed during a youth of adventure, spent in every nook and corner of the globe. Moreover, his father, who was a man of thorough instruction, omitted no opportunity to consolidate this keen intelligence by serious studies in hydrography,